The time is now 10 to 7. Campaigners are calling on the government to take action after the race audit revealed disparities in life outcomes between white and ethnic minority groups. A website containing the information will be launched later today. Comparisons on health, education, employment, home ownership. Our reporter Sancha Berg has been to a council estate in Leicester where most people are from ethnic minority groups and unemployment is high.
Your time starts now. Go.
A maths lesson in Taylor Road Primary School, Leicester.
So what you have to do first?
Almost all the pupils in this Ofsted outstanding school are black, Asian or from other ethnic minorities, reflecting the surrounding community, the St Matthew's Estate. It's the most deprived part of Leicester. Unemployment is high. Many grow up in poverty. Parents are determined their children should get out, do better, through the ladder of education. Chris Hassel has been head teacher here for 21 years.
It's our job to build on those expectations. And if we didn't do that, if this wasn't an outstanding school with results that are above both local and national averages, I'd have to leave, because the parents now expect this school to be la creme de la creme.
She likes.
A short stroll away, a Somali community centre and a group of middle-aged women are learning English with enthusiasm. They arrived years ago, but almost all stayed at home, bringing up their children. Now they want to get jobs.
I like children. I like any work.
As the head teacher said, their ambitions are for their children. One told me she had five. All had gone to university. But finding a good job was hard. Her son studied public health. He was working as a security guard.
Security.
Anab Farah, a volunteer at the centre, welcomed the Prime Minister's audit on the impact of ethnicity on everyday life.
We are struggling to get in, you know, employment, you know, housing. You know, we have so many things to struggle at the moment.
Theresa May says a new website will challenge society to explain or change disparities in how people from different backgrounds are treated. Down the road at the busy Nomad Cafe, long-standing resident Awal Hassan said he believed there was a kind of indirect bias rather than overt racism that could have a big impact on people's lives. He described how he had been turned down for a loan to buy his council flat.
They will welcome to you, they will open their face, they will bring you. But when you sit down and sit together and talk together, that's the time you will notice the shutters going closed down.
Did you feel they didn't want to lend you the money?
Yes. I don't know why, I don't know the reason, but that's the way I feel it.
In recent years, much attention's been focused on the fact that in state schools, poor white British boys fare worse than other groups. But this audit shows that when it comes to the adult world, white Britons are more likely to be employed and own their own home than most ethnic minorities. The challenge will be to establish why.
Sancha Berg reporting from Leicester.